knuckles of hail rapped against Laura's window with a musical jumpiness. Hardly tidings of comfort and joy, though, when the room was an icebox. Coming downstairs to get warm, Laura trailed her hand on the greens wound round the banister. This raised a note of balsam in the air, but she knew better than to trust the false hope of the holidays. Every green garland ends up in the ash can. She paused in a silence rich and pertinent to herself, if to no one else, and told herself into the moment. Not a silent narration spoken in her mind, but a story as it felt, something more or less like this. In the city of New York once stood a house on Van Prine Place. It was owned by a fierce old Italian importer known as Ovid Ciardi, of Ciardi's Fine Foods and Delicacies. His stout hobbly wife lived there too, griping the whole livelong day. Their granddaughter had come to live with them, nobody remembered why. One day, she walked down the shiny, fancy stairs to find two workers in the front hall, fellows who had come out on a Saturday, no less, to repair the grouting of the stone windowsills on the top floor. But they were puttering round here instead. One was climbing a stepladder that had been set up in a circle of plaster dust and fallen fragments of ceiling. They didn't notice the girl. She was 15 and had long brown hair, very straight. She wished her eyes were mossy green, but they were Italian brown, espresso brown. The workers didn't notice her eyes or her. They were staring at something else. That was as far as she could go. She didn't know what happened next, because it hadn't happened yet. "What are you doing?" From a hole in the plaster ceiling, John Greenglass withdrew a baby something, an owl. It was still alive. "This is an item," said John. He backed down the stepladder, cupping with both hands the clot of fussing feather. His helper, Sam, steadied him. Laura watched from the landing. "Come, look it! Such a surprise," said Sam, gesturing. Laura was not meant to be downstairs while the workers were there, but so much of the ordinary was overturned now. She approached as John opened his hands. Beneath the grit and plaster dust, the creature was nearly white all over. It shivered and half flexed its wings, maybe shocked, and also a bit of, "What's it to you?" "Little scamp scared witless," said Sam. "How did it get in our ceiling?" asked Laura. John shrugged. "The coping on the roof was a mess. Mortar joints washed out, that's where the water got in. But I don't know how a baby owl could wriggle inside and make its way down three flights behind the walls and across this ceiling." "Well," said Sam affably, "maybe a rat caught it and dragged it inside." "No rats," said Laura. Rats didn't fit into a Christmas story, even in a bitter season.